Yeah, I mean, this was the big concern coming into the year, knowing the issues with Bufflin and moving on from Trouba. It was going to be a defensive group that was going to likely be the issue on the team. The results have been not as bad as I might have predicted going into the year. Oddly, it's such a strange collection of players. Morrissey is kind of the presumptive, maybe, you know, anchor of this blue line. His results have been pretty mixed. He's just sort of all the value that he creates in terms of his abilities on the power play or offensively, he's sort of negated with some fairly negative work defensively so far. He winds up as kind of a break-even defender. I'm not sure that I expect that over the course of a year for a player as talented as he is, but it's been a really uneven start. Betetto is somebody whose advanced metrics in the past have been super, super negative, and he's been, by these metrics anyways, the most positively impactful defenseman so far for the team. Sabisa has been okay, which again is a major surprise. Pionk has been just slightly positive. Again, he's coming off of a season where he was quite a negative contributor. And so, you know, I think that the blue line was going to be the concern for this team, and that's not a big surprise. The fact that they're getting at all reasonable contributions from some of the bottom end of this defense group is really encouraging, because ultimately Morrissey is going to be a player who comes around and can anchor this blue line probably. And so if they're getting even just break even or slightly positive work from some of the depth guys, maybe this big issue for the team winds up being just a small issue instead. And ultimately, you know, in a landscape without Bufflin and Trouba, that's a win.